Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome to the end of the year Parents Coach Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I like to say I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. So if you haven't had a chance to pick up that pen and paper and get that information ready, then you need to go ahead and get on it because we're going to be rolling here in a second. And the information that I'm going to recap for the year is some information that you may or may not have already heard. So on that note, I'll give you a few minutes or so to get that information. And once you got that information and once you got your pen and paper ready, we're going to go ahead and get this show started. But as always, folks, you know, I like to start my show up by playing a little piece for my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And, you know, Keith did this little piece for me, and I'm hoping I can get some new material for 2015. So, Keith, if you're listening, hey, go ahead and put something together for the old man. So hopefully I can get some new material for 2015, and we can do it a little differently in 2015. But until then, we're going to go ahead and do it the way we used to do it.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. You know, and that's always a good thing to stand by. And I try to share that with us, share that with each and every one of you, each and every time we hit the airwaves here on Blog Talk Radio. And without a doubt, that's something that we definitely want to share with our children as well. You know, because it's okay to be cool. It's okay to be cool. And we all know that because a great young man of ours had a chance to, you know, like I talk about Keith coming out of the University of Harvard, but now I'm just going to mention the great work he has done in the community, the things that he has put forth and put effort into and made things happen. So if you want to join in on the conversation today, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, folks. 917-889-8095. Check us out here on the Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coach Parents Network. You know, some of the things that we discussed over the year of 2014, you know, we did a whole lot of great dialogue and conversation and had some great guests come in, and not going to touch too much on on exactly what the guests had to say, but, you know, they did have some great insight to share with us. You know, I think back to a few weeks ago when I had a athletic director from the local school area come in and just share some insight on how he's been able to be successful and make things happen and to get folks to understand how to best work with their children while their children are at the middle school and high school levels and get the best out of them if they're involved in sports. So with that information that he shared with us, you know, that was a huge insight, You know, earlier in the year, I recall talking about concussions. And, you know, we look at concussions from a variety of different ways. We look at concussions, you know, as we talk about youth football. We look at concussions as we talk about soccer, field hockey, all those other contact sports that's out there. You know, concussions has drawn a lot of attention over the years, but, you know, really has drawn attention in the youth football area. Just in case you don't know, folks, you listen to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And like I said, if you're going to join in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and we're going to be on the air for about the next hour or so, just sharing some insights of what we talked about during the year of 2014. Going back to our conversation, talking about concussions. Concussions was a big topic, huge topic. Matter of fact, you know, I share with some of you that they discussed the issue of possibly looking at slowing down some of these organizations that they have out here where they're playing tackle football at a young age and making it so that tackle football only starts at late middle school to early high school stages. You know, and part of that argument, and one of the reasons why a lot of folks may frown their face up on that, but at the same time, I want you to think about this and very seriously think about this. This isn't something that we should be taking lightly or we can take lightly. You know, as our young kids are out there and they're playing tackle football, and we're going to focus on football here for a minute, as they're playing tackle football, you think about the average young man that's out there playing, you know, every bit of 3.5 feet tall, 4 feet tall, you know, pushing up on 5 feet tall. Even still, they do not have the strength and really handle tackle football. And I'm harping on this tackle football issue because I'm about to share something with you here in a second that you may really and truly want to think about. You know, I think back to one of my little nephews, and this guy, you know, in a few years he may be able to go out there and play tackle football. I'll put it like this, he'll be old enough to play tackle football, but I'm highly going to suggest and recommend that his parents keep him away from that until he is older in age. And I'll tell you why I say that and why I think that here. Because as I'm looking at this young man and looking at all our young kids across the board, you know, I think about the size of their body. You know, I think about, you know, their muscles, whatever little muscles they may or may not have. And I envision this helmet that they're now placing on their head. This helmet, in a lot of cases, weigh quite a bit. And we're talking, in a lot of cases, we have football programs that have kids out there as young as ages 5, 6, 7, and 8. They haven't even started to develop anything that we may call a muscle. That's my concern. Because without having the strength, And being able to carry that helmet on top of your shoulders and your neck,
that causes a serious problem. That can cause some serious neural issues, you know, with your nerves and everything else. Now you're carrying this heavy helmet on top of your neck. And if you look at a young child, the young child's neck muscles have not yet begun to develop. So as a result, that's a real issue. That is something that we really and truly seriously have to look at. You know, and followed by the neck muscle, then we're talking about the shoulders. We can't lighten up the weight of the helmet because now we're talking about less protection for his brain. And now they're talking about trying to add things to the helmet or additional paddings or other various devices to detect concussions and all these other kind of issues. Can your child, imagine your child at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, really have the strength to hold his or her head still while you have this big heavy helmet on that child's neck? Neck muscles have yet to be developed. There was a doctor out there, and a doctor out there from, I believe, the University of Boston College or somewhere, Dr. Cantu, who was a neurologist. His thoughts and concepts at this point is that kids shouldn't play tackle football until about the age of 14 because the neck and the shoulder muscles are too weak. Cantu, spelled C-A-N-T-U, Dr. Cantu. Just look it up. Look it up. Well, another thing that we touched upon and talked about over during the time of 2014 is social media. Parents, I need you to share this little portion right here with your child. Or just get your child and have your child come and just listen for a few minutes because I need to share something with them. And I need to share something with them that is oh so serious. It is something that we really and truly need to stay focused on because if we don't, you're ruining your chances or you're lessening your chances of securing that athletic scholarship for your child one day and for that child to have a promising and successful future and something that he or she chose to get into. Social media. You know, we can argue the point all day long of freedom of speech. We can argue the point all day long that, you know, hey, I'm just saying this, I'm just sharing this information, but I want to share a few things with you. And parents, share this with your kids. Share this with your kids. If you don't have your children listening right now, share this with your children. First of all, there's no page that can be totally hidden, private. You know, oftentimes our children throw out there, well, no, my page is private. Okay. Google that child's name. Google whatever name that child is using on social media, and I'd be willing to bet that that page will pop up. And you can look and see what type of interaction, activities, and things of that nature the child has been into. I'm not saying that to, say, go out there and spy on the child or go out there and you know, be an Inspector Clouseau, investigate. No. I'm just saying that so that you can show them how vulnerable they are to this world of social media. A simple thing as clicking on I like whatever you see posted on someone else's page. You don't know the gravity of making that, just making that selection. And what do I mean by that? By clicking on that you like that particular page or that particular statement made on that page or that particular video that you see on that page or whatever, or that particular event that's being displayed on that page, says to the rest of society and those folks that's out there looking that may not fully understand you, the child, the athlete, saying to the rest of society that you agree with it. Now, let's throw in a hypothetical situation here. You just clicked on, you seen a fight. Oh, man, I like that. And you click on it. Okay, so you agree with what took place in that scene. Or you seen one of your classmates standing there with a weapon in his hand or standing there with a blunt or some other piece of paraphernalia. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to click that, put that on my private page, show how my boy do it. Okay? In society, guess what? You like that, so you agree with it. So that's part of your makeup just as well as that's part of his makeup. Is that really the signal that you want to send? Is that the statement that you're really and truly trying to make? Because if it is, then just put it out there. If it is, then just put it out there. Because at the end of the day, you click on liking, that means that you totally agree with it. So let's get past this little part about social media. That's our opportunity for freedom of speech. And, you know, we have an opportunity to go out there and rant and all this other kind of stuff. Because when folks see that, that don't totally agree with what you just put out there, or what you just clicked on, or what you just had to say, that lessens, that could possibly lessen your chance of an athletic scholarship. So, again, be very cautious, extremely cautious when we're talking about social media. One of the other things that I also talked about over the last year, you know, abusive coaching. Coaches that seem to think that they may be above the law. Coaches that seem to think that, you know, they can say and do to your child whatever they please and feel as though that they will not experience any repercussions. I applaud those schools that have identified this and definitely have made it be known that that is not tolerated at their school. But at the same time, I look at a number of cases that are still happening. And I also look at a number of opportunities that we as parents missed out on to basically speak up on actions such as this. Parents, I'm calling you out. Because if you know of a situation that possibly has happened, something as simple as, you know, someone saying something to your child or someone saying to a child on your son's team or your daughter's team or your son or your daughter being verbally abused, okay, needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. And once it is addressed, we have to let whomever know it is not going to be tolerated. It is not something that's going to happen again. Absolutely, positively will not. And we're not going to sit back and allow it to happen again. So for those of you that's out there and you have experienced something like that and think that that may draw some negative repercussions on your child, hey, reach out to us here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I have no problem with speaking up and speaking out. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Folks, you've been listening to.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And as always, if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation this evening. you know, just chime in. Give us a call. Hit option one. Give you a chance to tune in on the conversation. Let me know that you have something that you want to share with us. And, hey, by all means, we welcome your dialogue anytime. Again, we've been talking about things that we have covered over the year of 2014. And we'll finish up, wrap up the rest of the show by talking about things that we anticipate happening in the year of 2015. You know, one of the other subjects and topics that we briefly talked about on one of the previous shows, and I think that may have been back towards July time frame, we talked about called repetitive use injuries. Repetitive use injuries. A repetitive use injury, what is that? You may ask that question or may say, what in the world are you talking about? What's a repetitive use injury? Let me give it to you short, sweet, and simple. A repetitive use injury is when your child constantly plays the same sport over and over, day after day, year after year. They're playing the same sport, so therefore they're using the same muscles. Those muscles don't have an opportunity to get a real good rest. Repeatedly, repetitively, using these same muscles make these muscles more susceptible to injuries. Great example. These young kids that go out here and they focus on playing baseball. Yes, the great game of baseball. And fast-pitched softball. And they're trying to throw the ball as fast as they could possibly throw it. You know, because the standard has been set that if you can get a ball up to a high 80s, 90 miles an hour, then you have a great chance of making it to the league. That's the standard. That's what's been put out there. So guess what? That's what the children are trying to do. Again, parents, remember that word I just used, children. That's what our children are trying to do. So they're out here trying to throw this fast pitch, or they're out here trying to throw this slider, curveball, whatever you have, and trying to put as much, as they would call it, much heat on it as they can possibly put on it. Eventually, they're going to ruin their arm type of force consistently. You notice and check out the report, and I'm going to give you some information here. You can go check it out for yourself. Look at the number of kids that have had the Tommy John surgery. Tommy John surgery over the last 5 years. Tommy John surgery is when they have to have surgery on their arm based upon experiencing repetitive use injury. Throw that ball as fast as they possibly could. So that's why I say, parents, there's nothing wrong with trying to get involved in other sports. You know, if they play baseball all year round, or if they play baseball for the majority of part of the year, hey, during their off season, don't go and start playing more baseball. Do something different. Get another muscle in use. Play some volleyball. Play some soccer. Play basketball. Play football. Whatever you do, just change up the use of those muscles in your body so that you're not wearing out the same old muscles. Repetitive use injuries. Repetitive use injuries. And that normally happens when a lot of our children try to specialize in one particular sport. You know, I think back to when my son was heavily into, you know, just getting into basketball, you know, and got into it, had a passion for it, wanted to play quite a bit. But he really didn't shy away from trying other things. You know, and then as he got into college, he really grew a passion for soccer. And as a result, turned out to be pretty good because he ended up having some pretty good footwork. But that just gave his legs and, you know, hips and all that other kind of stuff an opportunity to do something different and strengthen in another way than they would normally strengthen and be worked during the time that he's playing basketball. Great time in the pool. So, be very cautious of this specializing in one particular sport and trying to get the best out of it, thinking that the more and more you play it, the better and better you'll be at it, and the better and better that you're at it, the better opportunity that you may have to be seen and be recruited. Because you have this thing, repetitive use injury, where folks are specializing in sports, which can be detrimental to the overall health. Well, moving right along, talking about something else that we have experienced over the last year or so, or we talked about, and you know, I'm going to say this year, and I put this here towards the break, so we can take a little break and give you a chance to ponder on this thought for a little bit. Travel teams versus varsity teams. Travel teams are your select soccer teams, your AAU basketball, football, and all these other 707 special clubs and, you know, all these other little programs, Pop Warner and all these other little programs that's out here that are rivals to your varsity program, your high school varsity program. They're at the point now where they have gained so much momentum. There's a possibility that some of your varsity programs can be done away with. If the school systems see that there's no need for them, then there's a possibility that some of your varsity programs may go away, especially if they get to the point where they realize the liability in football, concussions and injuries and things of that nature. So, is that the direction we really, truly want to happen? You know, the jury is still out on that as far as the Parents Coaching Parents Network is concerned, because, you know, we like to see kids have the opportunity to be involved, you know, as often as possible. And a club is a club program, although maybe the best program out there, great program out there, I don't think the club program brings the same level of cohesiveness, the same level of bonding that it does at the school level. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because, you know, being at a high school program, high school varsity program, you're not only seeing and working with this young man all year round throughout the school year. The teammates are seeing and working with and through each other all year round throughout the school year. So they have that level of cohesion. They have that bond that they form. That in itself is priceless, because if you have a strong coaching staff, strong athletic department, like we had my friend Jeff Hankerson on a couple weeks ago talking about, if you have a strong coaching staff, strong athletic department, to ensure that them young men and young ladies get the best out of that school program, because those children are representatives, are ambassadors of that school. Anytime they step outside the school doors, anytime they don that school uniform, they are the ambassadors of that school. So all school programs want their children to get the best out of that situation. And that's why you will see a stronger bond, more cohesion than you would with a travel program versus a varsity program. Well, folks, I said we're going to step away. We're going to take a little break. We're going to throw it out there and step off for some commercials or something. And then when we come back, we're going to finish this thing up because I got a few more things I need to address. Talk about some folks that we bonded and networked with over the last year of 2014. And then try to wind down and let you know about some of the things that's going to be happening big time in 2015. You've been listening to the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
I think as early as possible. It seems like in this day and age, kids are thinking about it younger and younger, and colleges are actually getting out and communicating with kids as they're younger. So it seems to me, you know, at least by freshman, sophomore year, get an idea of whether you want to play in college, and if the answer to that is yes, start to figure out what your game plan is and move forward.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and wins 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, 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 we're back. We're back. We're back. And again, I said if you want to join in on the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Well, you know, we've went over and we've talked about quite a few different things
and some of the things that I really and truly wanted to stress was, you know, as we talked about concussions, we talked about social media, we talked about questionable coaching, coaching abuse. We talked about repetitive use injuries and how specializing in a particular sport is not always the best thing for our children. And we talked about travel teams versus varsity sports programs and how travel teams have gotten to the point where, you know, they may have upper hand on our varsity sports program, and that's not always a great thing. That's not always a great thing. So, on that note, you know, we as parents, how do we know if we did a good job? How do we know if we actually have been successful in our endeavors? Well, you know, one of the first things that should jump out at all of us at all times is just simply looking at your child and saying, okay, hey, is your child still playing the sport? If your child is still playing the sport, evidently somewhere along the line, you must have did something right. You must have did something right. And if you've done something right, then kudos to you, pat on the back, attaboy, however you want to look at it, and we keep on moving from there. You know, that's the way that is our little litmus test on whether or not we've actually made an impact in our child's life and we've done a good job as being a successful sports parent. Again, if you want to chime in on the conversation, you can always chime in on 917-889-8095. We're nothing more than doing a little reflection on what we talked about during the year of 2014. And we'll be closing out by talking about how we're going to step into 2015 with some great insights, some more information, some more things that we had an opportunity to share and put out there in the information. Okay, you know, some of the other opportunities that we had over the past year or so, we've strengthened our network with Mothers of Athletes, which is a great organization out there, and they have their monthly conference calls, and they've done a number of things around the country. And we truly appreciate them, and we applaud them for the great work that they're doing and would hope that they would truly continue to do that great work. And if any of them are listening, hope that they had a great and prosperous holiday season, and we look forward to working with them as well during the year of 2015. Other organizations out there, Recruit 757, which is another organization that helps young athletes with putting together profiles and understanding the scholarship process as well. You know, they do some of the similar things that we do here at Parents Coach to Parents Network, as well as what Mothers of Athletes do. But they also host a number of events throughout the year. They host quite a few football combines, and here recently they've taken on the challenge of hosting a basketball combine as well. And that's just giving our children an opportunity to get out there and see where do they stand. Where do they fit in the big scheme of things as far as their counterparts are concerned around the country, around their immediate area and around the country. You know, they have a chance to see that during the rankings of these various combines. So we applaud them as well and look forward to working with them again, throughout the year of 2015 as well. Looking forward to working with them as well in the year of 2015. Another organization I had a chance to work with, and it's an up-and-coming organization, a young group of guys, and I really and truly applaud them because they've taken on something that I would have to say that I don't think they realize the gravity of the impact that they can have as young men taking on such great endeavor. A young group called We Are 757. We Are 757. We Are 757 initially did a football camp, a free football camp
for a group of young men. And I just stood, you know, back and observed and had a chance to see some great things happening out there on the field, a lot of one-on-one, a lot of, you know, just a lot of reality talk. And when I say a lot of reality talk, these are young men that were recently out there playing high school and college ball. And I think one of them that was actually out there was still out there playing college ball. But they took the time to give back to their community. They took the time to share just some of the information that they, some of the things that they have experienced. That in itself, folks, is priceless. Parents, if you can find someone that you really and truly believe have your child's best interest at heart, then please reach out to that young man, reach out to that young lady. Let them know that your child is also interested in the game that he or she may have played. And see if that person will take the time to sit down and talk to your child about some of the do's and don'ts. Allow him to be very realistic about the game. Allow her to be very realistic about the sport. And when I say that, I say that with all so much sincerity. Because we all know our children gravitate towards, you know, their peers, or they gravitate towards somebody else that they think, you know, has an upper hand, a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more experience about the sport than what we do. We can sit back and, in a lot of cases, talk about the sport over and over, inside out, know everything about the sport left and right, up and down, backwards and forwards. But it could be a young man that's a senior at the school that they go to, or somebody that just recently graduated off in college, playing college ball, playing sports in college, or you know, has played years ago, that can still relate to them and reach them at a level that we can't reach them. Allow them to sit down and have that little dialogue, that little conversation, that little mano-a-mano time. Because in the end, that pays off. In the end, it's priceless. Them are dividends that we could never recover. So, let that happen. Let that little piece unfold. And I guarantee you, that in the end, you'll see success. In the end, you will see success. Now, that's just a little piece coming from the Parents Coach Parents Network. And if you don't, you have nobody else to blame but us here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. And I'll take full responsibility for it. You know, I'm not one that shies away from responsibility. Oftentimes I think I step up and take too much, but it is what it is, and I own up to mine. And at the end of the day, if I said it, I said it. If I did it, I did it. And sad to say, if you can deal with it, deal with it. If you can't, I'll see you when I see you. Well, enough of a rant about that part. You know, we also introduce a couple of new other folks that have joined the Parents Coach of Parents Network. We have a young lady that comes on Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. for those of you who's up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. 6 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday morning Eastern Standard Time. Come on the Parents Coach of Parents Network. She has a little show that she has, a little half-hour morning motivation. It's entitled Step Into Your Power with Fiona. And Miss Fiona Sharon Huff is our host for that show. And she just shares some insight that she's experienced. And every now and then she'll have a couple guests that will come in and they'll share some insight on how they step into their power. And it's just a little early motivational piece. You know, we produce it here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network. And we're up making sure that the show is going pretty smooth, and we may even have the show on for another season. We also had the opportunity over 2014 to interact with someone that we have coined the class coach, the class coach. And I apologize really and truly because I forgot what the acronym CLASS stands for. I believe if the class coach is on, please chime in and let us know that you want to share something with us. But the class coach is children learning environment. Creating learning environments. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. But the class coach talked about something that was so valuable to all of us. Talked about not only that connection between our child and their teacher, but that connection that we as parents should make with the teachers as well. And that connection that we have to make between the parent and the student. And forming this unparalleled triangle to make sure that our children are getting the best out of every situation, every environment, every classroom they step into. The class coach talks about how to create that bond, how to create that triangle, and understanding that that triangle reaches up toward the apex where our children are held at such high esteem. Ensuring that our children are getting the best out of each and every situation. Helping us understand what we need to do as parents to create a stronger bond with your child's teacher. Letting the teacher know it's okay to call me when there's something wrong. But more importantly, it's okay to call me when they're doing something good as well. If you want to call and tell me, hey, they had an outstanding day because of the simple fact that we got all the assignments done, I don't care if every assignment is done and every assignment is not necessarily a 100 grade. We had an outstanding day, proactive in the classroom, all that. Hey, I can do something with that. Parents, we can utilize that to our advantage. Let us hear about the good things as well as those negative things that you care to share with us. If my child came to school and he didn't have on the right uniform pants, oh, well, who cares? But if that child came in there proactive, that child came in there, got the rest of the classroom settled down, or assisted with getting the rest of the classroom settled down, assisted me in getting the papers out, stayed diligent on working on his or her assignment, come on now, talk to me about something. Don't call me to tell me about, oh, you need to bring in a pair of uniform pants. I'll bring them in. But I still want to hear about how the day was going. Was the child being disruptive? Was the child doing anything that would truly hinder his or her learning environment? So we had a class coach that came in that shared some insight with us this year in 2015. And hopefully we'll have the class coach back up again. May even create a show just for the class coach to do a weekly show here through the Parents Coach and Parents Network as well. Well, folks, we also looked at the world of NAIA as you listen to the little promos that I played earlier on during the break. NAIA schools are the rivals to that great bubble of a system called the NCAA. NAIA, National Athletic Intercollegiate Act, National Association, National Athletic Intercollegiate Association, NAIA schools. There are quite a few NAIA schools around the country. And NAIA, just like our NCAA schools, are out there recruiting our children just as well. So don't shy away from an NAIA program if you hear about one that's interested in your child. They offer scholarships just as well as the NCAA schools do. And actually, they have more of an advantage than the NCAA schools. Look into them. Check them out. See if it's a school that may be a good fit for your child. see if the program may be a good fit for your child. See if the athletic staff and department and the coaching staff is a good fit for your child. NAIA programs can get out there and recruit you just about 365 days a year. They don't worry about having quiet periods, dead periods, all those other things we talked about when we talked about NCAA requirements and rules and regulations. They can come out and look at your child whenever the opportunity presents itself. They have more of a restrictive budget, so they have to know that your child is out there and your child is interested in their program. Reach out to an NAIA school. If you're currently in the recruiting process or getting ready to start the recruiting process, look up about 10 NAIA schools in your area or your surrounding area, your surrounding states. Reach out to them. See what the coach has going on. They have open trials. They have this situation where they can bring the child in during a time period where they have what they call an open trial and do a little evaluation, and you go from there. So don't shy away from NAIA schools because it's not the NCAA program, the melting pot of all programs, which I personally, Parents Coach Parents Network, personally hope at some point in time it does a very serious revision. Well, we've also talked about, as I briefly mentioned a second ago, some of the NCAA changes. As of August 1st of 2016, August 1st of 2016, to be eligible to play, compete at the Division I level, NCAA schools, August 1st of 2016, know that the bare minimum or the minimum requirement for your grade point average, your child's grade point average, will be a 2.3. The minimum requirement for your child's grade point average will be a 2.3. Along with that 2.3, I think it's 900 on the SAT, and I believe it's 86 on the ACT. Don't quote me on either one of those two last two numbers I gave you, but you can quote me on that 2.3 minimum grade point average to be able to compete. If you want to go in initially as a red shirt, you have to have a 2.0, but you cannot compete. You can practice, but you cannot compete, and there will be some other additional things that you may be able to be involved in. But we did talk about some changes that came down the pike as far as the NCAA was concerned. I haven't heard anything definite yet on the stipend that the NCAA has been proposed in the NCAA over the last couple of years. I think the jury is still out on that. I'm not sure if they're going to have something for us here in January. I would like to see something happen because I really and truly believe that athletes are being shortchanged for the most part when it comes down to receiving a stipend. One of the last things I want to talk about, and hopefully this is something that will really and truly catch your attention, we did a complete show on the SAT strategy. SAT strategy. I more or less just took an audio that I received from a great young lady that does SAT. She's been involved in the business for a number of years. She was involved in curriculum development for an entire school system. She breaks the SAT down into thorough pieces, and understanding the SAT and this strategy will be a huge plus anytime that your child has to take that test. She gives us some examples when you talk about single blank questions, when you talk about double blank questions. You know, she gives us some examples of those things and how our children can best negotiate that portion of the test. Understanding that the test does not fall along the same lines of any other test that they may have taken, especially if your child has been brainwashed or
what we have here in our local area. What is this stupid little thing called? SOLs, Standards of Learning. You know, and then you have some other ones in other states. You have the FCAT. You have some of the other ones in other states that you have out there. And these standardized tests are tests that the children are given, and they can take these tests. And when they take these tests, they got all day to take these tests. But the SAT does not follow that same strategy. The SAT does not follow that same format. So as a result, take a look at the video or listen to our show. And I apologize for not having the exact date that we aired that show. But I know for sure it was within the last, I'm not even going to state because I don't want you to miss it. I want you to know that it was from May up until this year. So anything prior to May, you will not find that show. But it was a great show, and she broke some stuff down as far as the strategy for taking the SAT. Folks, if nothing else, check that out. Children, listen to it. And once they listen to it, if they have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. You can find us here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as you can reach out to us on Facebook on the Parents Coaching Parents Network Facebook page. We also have a hotline number that we put up as well, area code 641-715-3900. I'll say that number again, 641-715-3900, extension 508-281. And you know what? I'm spitting all this out, but I'm hoping I'm not giving out any false information at this point. You know, we went through the steps of taking a taking your initial steps for athletic scholarship, and some of the things that we share with you. Then hopefully you'll benefit from that as well. Let me go back and hit that number one more time. The area code is 641-715-3900, and that is extension 508-281. I'll say that number again, 508-281-POUND. And if you want to reach out to us there, that would be a great way to reach out to us. You can find us on Twitter as well at PCP Network. Find us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can also check us out on Instagram at PCP Network as well. You know, folks, some of the things that we'd like to get into over coming into 2015, we're going to work with and through more like organizations. In other words, we're going to try to do some joint efforts with Mothers of Athletes. We're going to try to do some joint efforts with Recruit 757. We're going to try to do some joint efforts with Sports Mom, National Sports Authority, Aberdeen's Radio, my folks out there in Texas. We're going to try to do some more joint efforts with these organizations to make sure that we are really and truly reaching, if I left anybody out, I apologize, making sure that we're really maximizing our efforts to really and truly reach the folks that we really want to reach. And those are our children, in our community. Children need our assistance, and we should be there for them. If we're not there for them, then we can't hold nobody else accountable for that. We can't hold nobody's feet to the fire for that. We can't yell and scream, fire, bloody murder, or any of that kind of stuff if we're not there for them. So we have to step up to be the first one to go to bat and do what we have to do to support our children. Well, folks, I've been chit-chatting for a good little while now. I hope everyone has enjoyed, you know, what's been going on. And hopefully I shared some information or gave you a nice good reflection of what we talked about in 2014. But I'm going to say this as I prepare to close. If you like what we were doing in 2014,
wow. Don't miss us in 2015, baby. Don't miss us in 2015, because we're going to take it to an all-together different level here on the Parents, Coaching Parents Network. We're going to be working. We're going to be moving and shaking. We're going to be making things happen in the community. Look for us on your national news station as soon as we get that opportunity, because we're going to be making some noise, and we're going to be calling some folks out as well. Well, folks, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And I'm going to prepare to wind down and hopefully everyone has had a happy holidays, and hopefully everyone has had a will have a prosperous new year. You know, things always happen for a reason, and we learn to move on from there, and you know, make sure that you know, you take care and handle your own when you have that opportunity to do so. You know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with my sister over the holidays, and I really and truly appreciate her, you know, just stepping up and coming on down to spend some time with her little brother, and we really had some good time. We didn't do a whole lot, but that's all we planned to do, and I truly appreciate her, and looking forward to working with everyone that took the time to call in and listen to us today, and looking forward to supporting each and every one of you out there that takes the time to listen to our show. I see we have a number of great listeners that call in and support us, so we appreciate that as well. Well, fun, again, it's been fun. It's been real fun. Sound like I was getting a little dramatic there and getting a little mushy-eyed, because I realized that, you know, we got a lot of great things to do, and we're going to plan to do them in 2015. It's going to be a no-holds-barred year for us. We got to make some things happen, because our kids are being shortchanged, and, you know, with all this other craziness that's going on out here in society, any one of our kids that are afforded the opportunity to go on and pursue a higher education, I'm not talking about just making it to a professional level, I'm talking about just pursuing a higher education, they should be afforded that opportunity. And it's not going to be some law enforcement agency that's going to stop them in play. It's not going to be you know, some little dope boy on the street that's going to stop them in play. You know, we got to shut all that down. We as parents have shut all that down and make sure that our children get the best out of each and every situation. And if you need help, need support, need assistance, whatever, we are here for you. Help us help you. That is our motto and our mantra here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. So, on that note again, I say it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Hey, y'all have a great evening. Take us away, Keith.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.